The crisis continues along the Gaza Strip. Believers respond. International Bible Society's new Spanish translation speaks the language of today. And church leaders are challenged to play a more vital role in the AIDS fight. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel's airstrikes continue into Gaza. The crisis there has taken a backseat to the war with Lebanon, though. Open Door's Al Jansen says from their contacts report, the populace faces a modern-day siege.
The pastor of Gaza Baptist Church says that electricity is very rare. They're running out of water. So the circumstances for people living in Gaza are pretty grim. That's one of the things that I'm hoping the church will not forget our brothers and sisters that are living in those circumstances.
Their contacts been trapped in Gaza for roughly 48 days. With Israel turning her attention back to the region, Jansen says the church's response also has increased. They're providing what relief they can.
Members of the church go in with food baskets, give them aid, and then offer to pray with them. And that's been very well received. Another thing that the church is doing is they are providing programs for youth and providing leadership training for Palestinian Authority.
Next, the first free elections in over 40 years are over, but only 50% of the votes been counted in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Many are hoping for peace after years of civil war. Dr. Gil Odendahl with Medical Ambassadors International was just there. MAI is involved in community health evangelism, or CHE, and it's going amazingly well.
The 57 villages we were in have more than doubled, which for me is an absolute sign of the self-sustainability of our community health evangelism programs. Village leaders have come together and said, you know, we want to better our lives physically and spiritually. Churches have been established.
CHE combines the physical and spiritual. Odendahl says growing it hasn't been easy.
The Congo as a whole has no infrastructure. As you know, it's one of the few countries in the world where nobody paid taxes. So it's utter poverty, and unless the communities mobilize, nothing happens.
$100 a month supports a national trainer. $9 buys and delivers a Bible. Your help is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. A significant part of Latin American culture has been their spiritual heritage, especially Roman Catholicism. But Steve Johnson of the International Bible Society says they're seeing something of a concern to the church.
The younger generation is really, in many ways, very disenfranchised. We've got huge problems with street children and with poverty that really is probably the biggest issue that Latin American children struggle with.
To address that, IBS released a new Spanish translation using updated language. Johnson says it's designed to break down the barriers of understanding for the younger generations.
The Word of God needs to be communicated in a way that anybody can understand, especially those who've never been exposed to the Word of God or ever been in a church to understand what it means. And that really is the heart behind this translation. This text is really intended to reach a new audience with the Word of God in a way they understand and can relate to.
Pray that God's Word will work powerfully across Latin America. Meanwhile, five friends ended a two-month U.S. bus trip yesterday. It took them to 40 cities and covered 12,000 miles for one purpose, to make young people aware of the millions who are suffering with HIV/AIDS worldwide. In partnership with World Vision, the Living Hope Tour raised more than $35,000 in pledges to build schools in Zambia that will provide education that could prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS while enabling Christians to be the hands and feet of Christ. And Christians are stressing the role of the church in battling the worldwide AIDS pandemic at the 16th Annual AIDS Conference in Toronto, Canada this week. Purpose-Driven Ministries' Rick Warren and his wife Kay spoke at the Ecumenical and Interfaith Pre-Conference in advance of the secular meetings. He says Christians are uniquely prepared to tackle AIDS with a network of churches, the truth of the gospel, and the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, First Fruit, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that will provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.